Good morning. We've been tracking a storm up the East Coast all weekend. It's taking up a position well east of Long Island this morning. The track is too far away to bring any accumulating snow to New York State. However, a dusting of snow has occurred in western parts of New England and southern Bennington County, Berkshire County, and Litchfield County, primarily on grassy surfaces. In the Pioneer Valley and the Connecticut Valley points east, steadier snow has been falling, and more significant accumulation is likely as we go through the early morning period. But by afternoon, as the storm tracks away, the snow will wind down from west to east. So in central parts of New England, another couple of inches of snow possible. For the rest of the region, though, it does look like flurries and snow showers will end with little additional accumulation. We'll have breaks of sunshine later this morning and more sun this afternoon. A northwest breeze will pick up and become gusty, and temperatures will be in the lower to mid-40s on average. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, a couple of flurries and snow showers passing by in the mountains, with lows back into the 20s. A disturbance will make a run at us tomorrow. We'll start out the day with some sunshine, although clouds will increase late in the day, and at night, we'll have the chance for some rain showers. Temperatures will top out in the middle to upper 40s. As we get into the middle of the week, a more potent storm will evolve out of the middle of the country and head toward the Great Lakes. It looks like with this system, we'll have a chance of rain showers on Wednesday with highs near 50, but with some colder air locked in place Wednesday night and Thursday morning, maybe some freezing or frozen precipitation for northernmost New England during that time frame. But it does look like the most of the rest of the region will have just scattered rain showers on Thursday as we climb eventually up into the lower 50s. Temperatures will continue to climb through the 50s on Friday with a good chance of rain then clearing as we head into the afternoon. Right now, next weekend looks dry with highs staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings remain in effect for easternmost New England as that storm tracks northeastward over the Atlantic. Additional accumulations will range from about 2 to 4 inches in Rhode Island to as much as 7 to 12 inches in downeast Maine. It'll be windy on the backside of this storm as well, with gusts up to 30 miles per hour possible along the coast. Meanwhile, a front over the northern Intermountain West and Great Basin region will progress eastward in the central and northern plains by this evening. Light snow is forecast for the higher terrain this afternoon. Snow will increase in intensity as well and expand to lower elevations in areas east of the front range. Central Wyoming could have accumulations reaching or exceeding 1 foot by tomorrow morning. And the Pacific Northwest will have rain and mountain snow through Wednesday morning as multiple storm systems trek through from the Pacific. Coastal areas are forecast to have three-day rainfall totals of 1 to 3 inches with isolated amounts of 4 inches or more in Northern California. As the front pushes further inland, snow levels will lower by tomorrow morning for the mountain ranges in the northwestern and northern parts of California. At Mount Washington this morning, 5 miles visibility with light snow, 9 above zero with a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 24, 73% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.81 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 10 below zero at Walden, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming partly sunny and breezy near 50, Boston snow 2 to 4 inches, then a few rain showers with highs in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a snow shower and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 22. The average temperature, 32, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, just a trace for the month, and 10.3 inches for the season, which is 44.9 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 1921, and the record low, 1 below zero in 1956. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:09 p.m. 12 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, light snow ending from west to east today in New England, increasing sunshine in New York with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any snow showers ending from west to east today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then increasing clouds, breezy and cool, mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Wednesday near 50. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Thursday. Temperatures climbing into the 50s by the end of the day. Mid-50s on Friday with morning rain giving way to some sunshine later in the day. Mostly sunny, lower 50s Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday with a high back into the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.